3 months ago, I introduced a friend to someone who was looking for a good PA or personal assistant. She went for the interview and was sure she had nailed the job. But 2 months later, she still hadn't gotten any response from that interview. So one evening, I got a text message from her saying she never got the job. I asked her whether she had received any feedback or official communication from that company confirming this, and she said no. So I asked her how she had known she had missed the opportunity if she hadn't gotten any feedback from them. All she could say is that she knew she had not gotten the job, and then unfortunately she started being negative about the location, among other things. I didn't say much, but I do remember telling her to maintain a positive mental attitude while she was waiting. You see, what she didn't know is that I knew she was the only candidate who had been interviewed for that position. She also didn't know that her potential employer had already confirmed to me that she had done well in the interview and that he had made up his mind he was not only going to hire her for that position she had interviewed for, but for a much higher position that she didn't even know about. What she also didn't know is that the reason he had not called her yet was because they had just shifted to a new location and the office had not been set up to accommodate a PA yet. Actually, what she also didn't know is that this was a new role he had created after realizing he needed someone to help him out with some very sensitive issues. So in a nutshell, while she had given up waiting, he was waiting to finish setting up her office so that he can call her in. Now, unfortunately, I can't tell this lady what's going on, and neither can I tell the potential employer that she's given up on him. I'm just there in between watching and waiting to see how this one is going to turn out. So it is for this reason I've chosen to have the word wait as my word for the day. W for wait. Hi, my name is Liz Washuka, and I welcome you to this episode of Survival Alphabet, where my word for the day is wait. What do you do when you're forced to wait for something you desperately desire, but you can't do much except wait? Stay with me to the end of this episode to find out. Just wait. Waiting for something you desperately need but are not sure whether you're going to get? This can get really frustrating. Sometimes the frustration can be so intense that one ends up making a very grave mistake, like settling for less. To wait successfully, there are important attributes you must have, patience being at the top of that list. But before we get to those attributes, let's agree on one thing. A person who waits is known as a waiter. I'm going to say that again. A person who waits, they are known as a waiter. If you think I'm joking, check what the dictionary defines a waiter as. But let me save you the trouble. It says, a waiter is a person who waits for a time, an event, or an opportunity. Please note, that's the dictionary, not Lisa. So while you're waiting, what do you do? You do what waiters do. And what do waiters do? They serve. That's what waiters do. Serve. I bet you didn't see that coming. But if you have been following the Survival Alphabet series, then you know I'm always going to twist something. Anywho, how do you serve while waiting? I'll share with you two ways. Encourage someone else. This will help you shift your attention from you and what you're waiting for. You will shift your attention to somebody else's need. This is one of the best ways to remind you that life is not always about you. Besides, when you encourage someone or do something good for them, it has a ripple effect that makes you really happy, just as it makes the other person happy too. Serving means giving. And just like one of my all-time favorite roots reggae artists, the late Lucky Dube, sang, blessed is the hand that giveth than the one that taketh. So be a person who encourages someone else while you're waiting. Secondly, serve God. There are many ways of doing this, but you will realize that most of them actually revolve around other people. For instance, when you invite people to your church, or you pray for someone, or you visit someone in need, or you pray with somebody who's sick, all those are different ways of serving God. The problem is, most people think serving God is only left, you know, for the clergyman. You must do this at the pulpit. No, you can do this anywhere. What you do to others is a service to God in itself. Like my favorite book says, and whatever you do, Do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. So when you serve others, you actually lessen your waiting time. This kind of reminds me of a quote from the late Martin Luther King Jr., who said, "If a man is called to be a street sweeper, he should sweep streets even as Michelangelo painted, or Beethoven composed music, or Shakespeare wrote poetry. He should sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will pause to say, 'Here lived a great street sweeper who did his job so well.'" Now that we know two ways we can serve, what will it take to be able to serve? In other words, what attributes do you need to have in order to be a great waiter? Remember, I told you I'll talk to you about this, and I mentioned the first one as patience. Now, this is the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, problems, or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. For instance, when the chef delays a customer's order, yet the customer is busy spewing profanities at the waiter, how does that waiter respond? This requires a lot of patience. Similarly, when waiting for something you desire desperately, it will take all the patience you can master not to lose your cool. Secondly, you need to be very flexible. A good waiter is always ready and able to change so as to adapt to different circumstances. For instance, clients changing orders, meat preparation, and stuff like that. Besides being patient and with such a client, you need to be flexible if you're going to keep them happy. And similarly, when you're waiting for something, flexibility is needed because someone else is in control of that situation and not necessarily you. For instance, since the corona pandemic hit the world, there are many people who had applied for jobs or sent business proposals that have had to be put on hold indefinitely, actually. As they are waiting, they need to probably look at, plan B, plan C, all the way up to maybe even plan Q in order to survive while waiting for their answers. They should also be flexible enough to handle disappointing feedback should it come. Number three, a waiter is resourceful. A resourceful waiter has the ability to find quick and clever ways to overcome difficulties. For instance, a diner comes in and finds that the seat he had reserved has been mistakenly given to someone else. The waiter will require a lot of resourcefulness to handle the situation to ensure the diner still dines at the restaurant and leaves the restaurant a very satisfied customer with a promise to come back another day. In the same way, you will need to be very resourceful as you're waiting in order to ensure you don't get frustrated as you wait. For instance, you can offer to intern or volunteer at the organization where you've been eyeing opportunities. The day an opening appears, guess who will get the opportunity first? Yeah, you got it right. That will be you. Now that's being resourceful. Another thing, a waiter has lots of common sense. The definition of common sense is having sound judgment, not necessarily based on any kind of specialized knowledge. When you are smart, level-headed, and able to understand and assess a situation, this is an example of having a lot of common sense. A perfect example of common sense is knowing that you cannot write an examination in red ink. It is also common sense to know that you cannot go hiking in 6-inch stilettos. Ladies, do you hear that? And just like it is also common sense to know that no matter how much you love him, you cannot give your 2-year-old son your car keys to drive you to the market. Similarly, there are things you know you should do or you know you shouldn't do while you're waiting for something. For instance, if you just planted beans in your garden, common sense dictates that you should not expect to find a full-grown beanstalk, a garden full of beanstalks in the morning. Unless, of course, it is an upgraded version of Jack and the Beanstalk. Remember that story, Jack and the Beanstalk? You don't? Okay, I'm that old. Anywho, unfortunately, like someone said, common sense is the most limited of all natural resources. Ouch, that hurts. This is especially true when someone is waiting for something they desperately need. In Benjamin Franklin's voice, common sense is something that everyone needs. Few have, and none think they lack. Personally, I encourage you to be among the few who have it. And then lastly, what do you need while you're waiting? Hygienic and a well-groomed attitude. Yes, A hygienic waiter adheres to conditions or practices that maintain health and prevent disease, especially through cleanliness. He is also clean, tidy, and smartly dressed. I don't think you'd be too pleased to be served by a waiter who reeks of sweat and has a stinking mouth. I believe you'd lose your appetite the moment you set your eyes on him. Similarly, while you're waiting, you should ensure that you are hygienic and well-groomed. How, you might ask? Let me tell you how. 1. Practice oral hygiene. Be careful with your mouth. Though it is important for you to brush your teeth and tongue and also to floss your teeth, by oral hygiene, I mean that you be careful with the words you allow yourself to speak about your situation, the one you're waiting for. Are they positive or negative words that are coming out of your mouth? If you don't know what I mean, refer to the article or the episode I did a few days ago on you for upgrade. Secondly, groom your mind. Yes, take care of your appearance. That is very important. But the most important thing you can ever do is take care of your mind. Groom your mental faculties. Clean your mind and dress it accordingly. In other words, mind your thoughts because they eventually become your words. So for you to practice oral hygiene, you have to groom your mind first. So keep a positive mental attitude always, and you will definitely also have your oral hygiene game done properly. So, what are you waiting for right now? I hope you now know how to behave while you're waiting. Remember, while you wait, do what waiters do. Serve. Be ignited, be inspired, be influenced. Serve as you wait to become the best version of yourself you can ever be. God bless you, stay safe, and stay sane.